body, the limbs used to fall off. That's what he used to do. They're what? Hoylech loy Erev Pesach. Amukah Shkin would go Erev Pesach, eats a rape near the doctor. V'choyt choy. And he would have the doctor cut off the limb. Ad shemaniach by kisara. Not cut off the arm completely, but let it be attached to drop. Here's the worth is still attached. So therefore it's not tummy. The doctor didn't become tummy yet. Because since the arm is still attached to drop, there's no tummy yet. Then, v'toych voy b'stira, he would get his arm stuck onto a thorn-like. V'nim shakamen, when he would pull his arm away, v'aloy, and then the arm would come off. And it comes out, no, he didn't touch the arm, so the person in Mukashkin is not tummy. And therefore, v'aloy oyster pischoy, he would do his Pesach at night. There's Erev Pesach, and the doctor would also be able to bring his Korban Pesach. And he said, the answer back, Reinonu, or Reinonu, Shadron Kavachayma. The Madach by a man, that a man has tumor when he's alive, still calls him on the Aver attached to the body. He doesn't, the Aver is not tummy, so by Behemah, Behemah himself is not Makabu tumor when the Behemah is alive. So Pshita, that the Aver is not tummy, calls him on attached. Calls him on the arm, or the Aver is attached to the body, it doesn't become tummy. See, Rashi said, the reason why the Mukashkim did this was found they didn't look nice having the arms hanging. So they used to have it cut off before Pesach, since they went to Eilu Regal, so they wanted to look nice, so they'd have the arm cut off. But they did it in a way that nobody became tummy. Not the doctor became tummy, not they became tummy. Tanan also learned the Mishnah in Machshirin, HaMoichek HaSakrisha, somebody is like squashing Krisha, a vegetable. V'yaseich HaPesach, somebody squeezing out the water from his hair. He has water in his jacket and he's squeezing it out now. It says, the water that's still sapped into the clothing, that's not b'chiyutan, it's not called water yet. It's not machshe kabatuma. But the water that comes out, you get the water out of your hair, out of the beged, that water is called, you want it, so that water now is huchshe kabatuma. And Omar Shmuel, this vegetable itself, when you squeeze the water out of it, the water that's coming out, it's mashed to the pre, le kabotum. My time, what's the reason? Where's the water touching the pre? Bishas pre shememenu. When the water, you squeeze the water out of the pre, so when the water's coming out, it's also touching the pre. So at that second, the water is mashed to the pre, le kabotum. Bishas pre shememenu hukshra. For tomorrow, is that true? For your tonight, we're going to our Mishnah. Erev Pesach, these mukah shchin, Erev Pesach, they went, they went to a doctor. And the doctor cut it off, but left the drop there. And then later, he would get his hand stuck onto a thorn and pull it off. So the question is, v'yamrit b'shas p'rishosom, hukshru, that when the water comes out of the beged, the last second when it's leaving the beged, it's cool like it's touching the beged, there also, when the mukah shchin has his arm pulled off, the second is coming off, it's cold like it's still touching his body. So then the mukashkin should become tummy. If the second the arm comes off him, like the second it comes off, it's cold still attached to him. So like it's cold touching him. So that arm has tumas meis on it now. So it should be called touching the person. Just like you say, when the water comes out of his pre, the drops come out, it's still called touching the pre. So also, the Aver now is still touching his body. So when it says no, to the Yom Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef answers, benitosu mikol koichai, if you're pulling it with all your strength, and then you cut something, there's no connection there. If something is tight, it is not being pulled, stretched out, just it cut off slowly, then it's still called attached. But if you do it, if you have something stretched out, and then you cut it, so when something's stretched and you cut it, it pulls apart. That's not called contact. That's not called a negi at all. Here in the Mishnah means the mukashkin like arm is being pulled away. So when he pulls it, and his arm comes off, there's no attachment there. That's not called a negi. We'll soon see his case. That's what Rav Yosef said. Now, we've learned Rav Yosef's halacha. Oh, this halacha. It says, Zav etal mace. The person that's a zav, or else the person that touched the mace. Shoyim halchin, they were walking on the road. The yard walayim geshamim, rain came on the clothing, on the hair. Safa pishasach, even though they squeeze out the water, say it's going into the beggar, into the jacket. So it squeezes out the water from the top of the beggar to the bottom of the jacket. Torim, that water is nothing. Since the water didn't come out yet, it's not hooks for kabutuma. Shein mechash from ella sheyotzu. We only care about the water that comes out. Sheyotzu mikulun, the water that came out completely from the beggar. Yotzu mikulun, when the water comes out of the beggar, then aray machshirin. Then that water is called water, and it's the mash of the kli lekabutuma. So we're talking about now where you like spritzed out the water with all your strength. You have to be gross that the Shita says it. The case here was means after the water leaves the beged, then the water is hukshel kabotuma. But the beged itself is not hukshel, the beged itself is not tomei. So who you see I hear when the water left it, we do not consider like the water is touching the beged. Why not? We said I saw before the Bishas Prisha, when it's coming out, it's still touching the beged. So Yosef answers, here we're talking about now, you're like spritzing out the water, you're shaking out the water with all your strength. So when you're pulling out the water fast, then we say the water leaves the beged, it's not called attached to the beged anymore. Only if something comes out slowly, then the last drop that comes out is still called attached to the beged. If you do something strong with strength, then it's not called attached. That's the Pharaoh's Talmud case, Mukashkin here also, where the guy is pulling off his arm with strength, it's like it snaps it off, that's not called a Megi at all. There it's not called attached at all, therefore it remains Torah. See the Mishnah, then it's the Mishnah by the Vioid, another question, Shaul Rabbi Kiva, he asked the most like this, what's going to be, HaShechet HeZvochim, Bachutz. Somebody took five different Kabbonis, and he shecht the machutz outside the Beis HaMikdash. Be'el ha-machutz with one forgetting. She's over five averus of shchut echutz with one forgetting. Mahu. How many chatoris is he chayiv now? Chayiv ha-kolachas v'yachas. Is chayiv five? Or yachas ha-kulim? One for all five. That was a shayla. Omer, they said back to him, Loi shemar. This we did not hear. We did not hear clear the locha. Omer b'shur. B'shur said though, Shemati, I heard like this, that bo'ichol mizevach echot, if somebody eats a carb from one carbon, the food was put into five different plates. Belamach was the one forgetting. Shuchayv akolachas biyachas. Mishumili is over in Isamila, five milas. He was nana from Hegdish, five different plates, even though it's all one avera. But since it's in five different plates, he owed Yichayv five chatois. His son, Yeshua says, for all Yanisha, the Roman Kabachayim, I have a Kabachayim now. The Madach over here, it's like one behemoth. And you chayiv five chatois, so in your case from the Kiva, where you shechted five different kabonas bachutz, avadi you be chayiv five chatois. Omer Rabbi Shimon said back, no. Omer Rabbi Shimon loikach, that's not the pshat shol Rabbi Kiva, that wasn't Rabbi Kiva shal altogether. Because right, he learns in that case, pshiti yoni chayiv once, one. Ela rather, Rabbi Kiva meant he asked like this, Ela bo'eichol noiser mechamisha zvochim. He ate noiser, the korban was left over from five different kabbonis. Belamachas mau, chayiv akas akulam, or yichayiv akulachas biyachas, because there are five different behemoths, there are five different noises. Omulah, they said back to him, Lo Shemana, we did not hear this clearly. Only Bishur said back, yes, Shemati heard like this, that biyach mazevachach, somebody eats from one korban, they tamchum in five different plates, Belamachas one forgetting, shuchayiv akulachas biyachas, is chayiv five different chatois. Mishamil is over the Yisamil, he's being there from Hegdish. He's so Roy Yanisha, the Roman Kabachayimah, he also from Kabachayimah. Madach dir. No, that's a question between the fact he had a north from the Yisam, that's Mechayev you. But shaking here, we stand Shech Tachutz, maybe since the Mice is one Avera, but Helamecha, maybe you're Nechayev one. So where it says, rather Kach Sholu. This is what Rabbi Kiva asked the question. Somebody eats from an Issa Mesa, Mechomish Svochen, from five different Kabbalahs, Belamachas, one forgetting Ma, what's Belochom? Chayiv Becholachas Viachas, is the Chayiv each one a separate Chatois, or Yachas Akulim, since it's Belamachas, one forgetting, the one Avera, is only Chayiv one Chatis. That was Rabbi Kiva Shailah. On this, Omele, the Chomish said back, Le Shemana, we did not hear clearly. Omele, Bishuva said, Shemati heard like this, that the Yerchum is ever Hechor, somebody eats from one carbon, Mechamisha and Tamchuyim, from five different plates, five different ways of eating it, five different, let's say, dishes. One was roasted, one was boiled. Then the machas, the one forgetting, shechai b'chomachas v'yachas. Mishu mila, he's over this mila. Thou eats from this, he's over this mila, 5 minutes. If so, on this, v'roya ni hadvon shechai b'chomachas v'yachas. Ayir v'chai b'chomachas, he had to say that yechai b'v'yit from this for five different kabonas. Umam is there b'chechod. Shein gufa mechwakim, it's only one carbon. Chai b'chomachas v'yachas, it's there v'yit from five different tamchuyim. Yechai five chatoyis, mishum tamchuyim, mechwakim, because I call upon the plates. Make it separately, is so here. And your shayla of chamisha zvokim with five different zvokim, the gufa mechwakim, the different mechwakim, the different behemis, like kol shechem, that for sure yechai five chatoyis. On this note, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said back, Leikar Shoy, that's not the way he asked the question. Ever b'yoycho, mizeh v'chechonos, noisem v'chemish v'ochem. Well, he's not supposed to be ghost, but this is a repetition of what we just said. We just said the shayla was, ever b'yoycho, noisem v'chemish v'ochem, behenem achas, now, chayv v'cholach, achayv achas, akunem achayv v'cholach v'achas. On the lele shemano, Rabbi Shuem, shemat, b'yoycho, mizeh v'chechem, v'chemish tamchuyim, a repetition we just said before. This is rather the way you should learn the Shiloh, but this type is with a good proof. But talking about Achilles over here, they're both Nena, so we hold here from one Zevach, Yechai, five Chatoyim, because the five different Tanchuyim, Pshit, if it's five different Behemoths, also you'll be Chai, five Chatoyim.